business like show business like no business I know.
The Academy Awards show is one of the most watched television events around the world. While I watch the show, I like to get into the movie mood by munching on some popcorn. I love the convenience of microwave popcorn. 3 or 4 minutes and you have a hot snack. But which company makes the best microwave popcorn? I assembled my taste panel of Steve Hawkins, Kate Simpson, and Sam Correa to do a blind tasting of 3 popular brands. I had my wife do the popping so I could stay involved on an impartial basis. As we started tasting, Steve said he's often disappointed in the flavor he's found in microwave popcorn products.
What I'm afraid of is that chemical taste that seems to go with microwave popcorn.
Yeah, if it's too maybe thickly coated or too much over flavor on the popcorn, it should be more of a natural flavor.
Do you ever get antsy about burning it in the microwave? Because they say, you know, microwaves differ in power.
Well, you don't have to anymore because some clever little marketing genius invented microwaves that have a popcorn setting on it.
But now, does it sense when the popcorn's popped enough?
Well, they must all pop at exactly the same time.
I always seem to get it wrong.
The very first time I ever popped popcorn in a microwave, I didn't have a popcorn setting and I burned the popcorn and it was not a pretty sight.
Well, I've done the combination of having a bad microwave and buying cheap popcorn, which isn't a good combination.
Our panel criteria extended beyond taste. Aroma was important, level of salt, texture, and whether most of the kernels in the bag were popped before they started burning. Popcorn number 1 was labeled as fairly inoffensive. Popcorn number 2 elicited a stronger reaction.
Look at this. It's all kernels in here.
Look at that. It's all kernels.
So this is number 2 we're talking about
and
now.
And so it didn't meet the microwave popcorn.
No.
Well, that's a waste of money already right there because, you know, you can't do much with these.
Okay, oh, that taste. Really tastes chemically.
The other thing when they don't pop is you're more likely to grab a piece that's unpopped and you're chewing down on a hard piece of popcorn.
This is really salty.
Really?
To
I
me,
don't find it salty.
No? I find it saltier than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
For number 1.
Of course, we keep eating it though, no matter what, right?
Yeah, it's
the beers
it definitely has a not a very appealing smell.
So, popcorn number 2 had popping problems along with a chemical flavor. Popcorn number 3 had us buzzing as soon as it tumbled out of the bag.
Look how yellow that is.
Oh, the color.
This is number 3.
That is golden yellow.
Oh my
gosh.
It doesn't
texture.
Look very natural.
It does not look very natural.
Okay, let's
I was
going to
comment on how
it's
the
hot.
First popcorn
it's yellower than this.
Looked so much more natural or yellow than, you know, like it had butter or something on it.
It's fake buttery flavor.
I think I know what this one is only because I bought them. We'll have it revealed in a few minutes, but I think I know what they were trying to attempt with this. And yeah.
Real butter taste or movie popcorn taste?
Neither.
Choke on the
neither.
Popcorn.
This smells pretty good.
Yeah, the smell's okay, but the color
and
it's
definitely
but if we were to have it up against the other popcorn, would you have noticed the color?
Wow. Although it does have a corn flavor.
It does have a corn flavor.
Corn
too.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not popcorn. It tastes like corn.
Yeah, it smells like buttered corn.
Time for the reveal. Number 1 was the Act 2 brand of butter flavor microwave popcorn. Popcorn number 2, certified organic whole alternatives butter flavor popcorn. And third, number 3, is the Orville Redenbacher's corn on the cob flavor.
Oh,
that's what that is.
Hence the corn natural taste.
And you see, I
State Fair.
I knew that I had purchased this, and when I tasted it, I went, oh, it does kind of taste like corn on the cob as opposed to popcorn.
And it really smells like corn on the cob.
Diet-wise, they all had about the same calories per 6-cup serving. The Redenbacher and the Act 2 each had about 5 grams of dreaded trans fat, but the organic variety had just 0.1 grams of trans fat. That's the nutritional info. But based on our tasting criteria, was there a clear winner?
If I were to do the organic popcorn, I would feel like it's a healthier choice, but I'd be more likely to add something to it, like my own butter or my own salt. With the Orville Redenbacher one, it really had a chemical feel on the hands after a fairly short period.
You had to wipe your hands.
The Act 2 is probably, out of the bag, the best one, I would say. And I'd probably add a little bit of sea salt to it just because I like salt.
This third one although I keep grabbing it, but it's it's actually probably getting a bit heavy tasting after a while. Yeah. There's a lot of coating on it.
Mm-hmm. But the first one is the best taste overall.
Best taste in out of the three? Mm-hmm. Is that a consensus on that one?
I think so.
Yeah. And that was which one?
Act two.
Act two.
So the one that's supposed to taste like movie popcorn.
It is more movie-ish, yeah. But this Redenbacher one is a bit different because I haven't had this kind that's supposed to be like the corn on the cob, so it is a little different.
There you have it. Act 2 popcorn carries the day over Orville Redenbacher corn on the cob flavor and Whole Alternatives organic popcorn. This is admittedly a small sample size, so ask your friends to each bring a different brand to your Academy Awards party this year. Give out a little statue to whoever brings the most popular popcorn. Next time, my taste panel looks at frozen pizzas. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.